Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It's a beautiful day, and if it's not beautiful where you are, go out and make it a beautiful day. Today is episode 344, and today I'm really, really excited because we are going to be welcoming singer-songwriter Keiki. She is live on the phone from New York City, and we're going to play the radio debut of her new song, Let Me Fall. But before I bring Keiki on, let me just thank everybody that came to the Team Smile event that we did at Nationwide Arena on Friday. It was a wonderful event, very successful, and thanks to all the volunteers that came. That's much appreciated. And also, we still need dentists, dental assistants, and dental hygienists to help us at our Dentistry from the Heart event on September 12th. So please call my office at 262-9588 if you can help. All right, so let me just tell you a little bit about Keiki. Keiki is a Worthington Kilbourne graduate. She lives in New York City. She was an OSU graduate as well. She made it to the second round of the NBC singing competition, The Voice, and she had the pleasure of singing the national anthem before a New York Mets game and at the 2013 New York City Marathon. That's really, really cool. So, Keiki, hey, good morning.
Having me.
Thank you so much for getting up. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, you know, I'm up and at them all the time, very early in the morning. I'm very excited to have the opportunity to be on your show, so thank you so much.
Well, that's cool, and you know what? It's funny because a lot of people in the musical world or the entertaining world, they actually aren't up early because they have the life where they play late in the evening and then they kind of sleep in. But I like to say to folks that are up that I don't think anyone's ever become wildly successful while sleeping in. What do you think?
I agree. I think you do your best work in the morning, as I'm starting to realize. I'm learning the lesson the hard way. But yes, I agree with you.
Good. Now we you're a singer-songwriter, which means you wrote this song, correct?
Oh, Let Me Fall.
Yes.
You know, this happens to be one of the songs that I did not personally write.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I do have some go-to writers with my producer. We have a really great team. Sometimes I, you know, get in the studio and I can write a song from scratch on the floor in 10 minutes. Or sometimes we have a really great beat and we do go-to writers. But it's just, it's all a collective process and everybody works together. So I did have a lot of input on Let Me Fall, let me tell you, but I did not write the song specifically.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And you're with Cloudstroud Media LLC, which
is
a New York City production company.
Yes, absolutely. But what's also funny is I want to mention that he's also an Ohio boy, too, that made it to New York City. So we it's pretty serendipitous how we met.
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, we're both hailing from Ohio, so it's awesome.
What part of Ohio?
He's actually from Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he can listen to this when on the other station that we broadcast on. We'll have to see if it reaches there.
Oh, yeah.
So for your music, from whom do you draw your inspiration? Who would you say?
You know what? I have to say that I don't really draw inspiration from one person specifically. I grew up on a lot of really great music from all different genres, but I do have to say that I draw my inspiration from life and from living, and when it comes to like my music and art, for me there's really no formula. It's just every day presents new challenges, new experience, and I just pull from all of those moments that make life complete, and that honestly really inspires me every day. So it just inspires me to make the best music I can and just make it really unique.
Yeah, I can tell you're a very, very positive person, and through your music, you want to encourage other folks to be positive, to think of their glass as not only half full, but I think of the glass as it's full, half with water, half with air.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that before.
Never heard that one before?
No, I haven't, but I like that. Can I use that in one of my songs?
Yes, you can. In fact, if you write a song that has the word smile in it, we'll use it as an intro or outro for
okay.
In fact, hey, let's go ahead. Is it okay? Let's go ahead and listen to Let Me Fall, okay?
Yes, I would love that. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Here we are, the radio debut of Let Me Fall.
Through the darkness, I can see straight through the other side. Without being led by the
Kiki, that is awesome. I love that.
Oh, thank you so much. I love hearing it.
And I've listened to it several times, and honestly, it was, I think it's one of these songs that just got in my head. I was humming it, and if I could hum, I would hum. But it was in my head all last night, too. So I could have actually hummed this song before I played it for people.
Oh, well, you know what? You should have just done that. We should have even played it.
Yeah, I think I want to have listeners not have them turn out.
Yeah, exactly. No, so, thank you for playing it.
Oh, no problem. We're going to hear a little snippets of it later on in the show as well. So tell me, what's the message in that? What is that storytelling?
Well, Let Me Fall is my baby. I love that song. It's just about letting go. It's really a song of reckoning. It's about moving on. It's about rising above and taking charge of your past or your future and your present and anyone who's just holding you back. And it's really a very theatrical, dramatic song. I love performing it. It really moves me, and I really connect with the audience. So it's a great song.
Oh, so it has a very personal meaning to you then?
Yeah, of course. Like all of my songs do on my upcoming album, all of my songs really have a very personal personal message, personal meaning, and that's why I love performing, especially because it gives me an opportunity to really emote and connect with the audience in a very personal way.
Very cool. And by the way, folks, if you go to dentallyspeaking.com, we've posted a photograph of KK if you want to see what the face of the voice looks like, the woman we're speaking with right now. Hey, KK, we have to go to, oh, you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do Dr. Kavitska's question of the day. We always do a question of the day. We give people a chance to win some free flowers from Vice Number Florist. So before we do, let's have people listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And as you know, my guest today is Keiki, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter from Worthington, now living in New York City. A few minutes ago, we debuted her new song. What is the title of her song? Is it A, Let Me Fall? B, Let Me Stand, or C, Let Me Brush My Teeth. All right? Keiki's new song is A, Let Me Fall, B, Let Me Stand, or C, Let Me Brush My Teeth. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko &
Associates. ただいま、あなたのお気に入りの番組から、Dr. Kavitko のデンタリースピーキングをお送りしています。
Brighten your life with a smile.Shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kavitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kavitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. That was KK's new song. We have callers on the line. We have Karen, Molly, Dave, and Lynn. And KK, would you please pick a number from 1 to 4?
2. 2
it is. That would be Molly. Hey, Molly, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. And do you have an answer to today's question of the day?
The name? Yes, I do.
Okay, what is it?
Let Me Fall.
That is right. That is right. The answer is Let Me Fall. So that's the title. So thank you so much. Hey, stay on the line. Quick question. What do you do for a living?
I sell potato chips.
Wow. Never met anybody that sold potato chips. I wanted potato chips yesterday, and we didn't have any in the house. Where were you when I needed you? I'm serious. Hope my wife's listening. Anyway. All right. Well, hey, stay on the line because we're going to get the info to get those flowers to you from Vice Denver, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I love your show.
Oh, I really appreciate hearing that. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. So, hey, KK, back to you. And I'm not kidding when I say the song. It just kind of gets in my head. I really love it, and I hope it has great, great success.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, people can actually buy it on iTunes if they want.
Okay. And so spell your name for me. Now, I know how to spell it, but why don't you spell it? Tell them how they can access your song now.
Yes. So my name is Kaikie. It's C-A-I-I-K-I-E. It's a nickname I've had since I was very, very, very young. They can buy my song, Let Me Fall, on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and they can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, you know, all social media avenues. So.
Okay, cool. So K-A-I-I-K-I.
No, it's K-E. Oh, yeah.
I knew that. You know what? Must be because my last name starts with K for Kvitko.
But... Yeah, you're used to it. I get it. Okay. You're on autopilot.
See, it's like going home when I'm not supposed to. C-A-I-I-K-I-E. And I was thinking about it. If we were in Hawaii, it would be pronounced K-I-E-E-K-E-A. Did you know that?
You know what? Somebody actually mentioned that the other day. So that's very funny. But I had not heard that before.
Yeah, in Hawaiian, they pronounce every letter.
Really?
So really, Hawaii is more correctly pronounced Hawaii-E.
Well, now I've learned something new.
They only have about 13 letters, so they have to, you know, keep reusing them.
Oh, cool. Well, so, you know, when I go to Hawaii and I do my tour, then...
Yeah, ask him to say your name. Ask him to say your name. It'll be very similar to what I just said.
That's great. I'm excited about it.
So, what was it like to hear that you were going to have a record deal?
Oh, I mean, it was very exciting. My team, Cloud Stroud, is incredible, and we've really been working hard, and it's just nice to know that I have a team that really backs me up, you know, and appreciates my vision, and they share the vision with me, and it's nice to just have any sort of opportunity to work with really good people and push my music out there as best as I can. So it was a very... very exciting.
Now, I've got to ask, do you think you'd have this record deal if you had rotten teeth?
If I had rotten teeth?
If your teeth were just like Billy Bob teeth?
Definitely not. I do have to say it might have made it a little difficult, but I take lots of care of my smile, Dr. Kvitko. Don't you even worry about that.
No, no.
I never eat candy, okay?
Oh, that's not true, is it?
Never.
Okay. All right. Well, no, see, I tell people you can eat anything you want. Just make sure you brush and floss afterwards.
Okay.
So in that case, you probably do eat candy, right?
I do eat a little bit of candy. I'm sorry. Can I continue on the show, though? Is
yes,
okay?
Yes,
okay.
We won't kick you off. So how did your upbringing in Worthington prepare you? And of course, here, since we're in Central Ohio, we're calling it Worthington because we know that's where you really grew up. But for the rest of the world, you're just kind of saying Columbus because nobody's heard of Worthington, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I say Columbus. It's
easier than trying to explain where Worthington is, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how did your upbringing in Worthington prepare you for what you're doing now and your life ahead?
Well, it definitely grounds me. I had such an amazing growing up experience.
I mean, you had a great, like, what, choir teacher? You had great band teacher?
Oh, yeah,
what?
Worthington Kilbourne. I had an amazing choir teacher, Mr. Griffin. I had such an amazing opportunity to travel. Went to Japan with my choir. It really opened up my eyes to the world of music.
Did you hear our little Japanese soundbite earlier?
Oh, yes, I did. I didn't understand it, but it was pretty cool, yeah.
She was saying, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on your favorite station.
Yeah, okay.
That's what she said.
I had no idea, but I liked it.
Okay, let's see. I think we have to go to another break. Am I right, Producer Jim? We are. I am right. So, hey, hang on, please, Kiki, and we want to talk some more, okay?
Okay, sounds
good. Okay, here you go.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are you afraid of being seen without your teeth? Are you tired of taking your teeth out every night? Let us show you how implants and fixed bridges can give you a smile that never comes out. Interested? Call us,
262-9588.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
With you, there's never an escaping soul. Keep coming round like a revolving door. But my heart can't take no more. No, my heart can't take no more. You never loved me. Never knew what this love could be.
And we're back. That is Let Me Fall by Keiki. And isn't that a cool song? It really is a cool song, and you can access it by going to iTunes. You said Google Play, and it's C-A-I-I-K-I-E.
Yes, sir.
Got it, got it. All right, so now, how would you describe your music, Keiki?
Oh, I do love this question. no, but truly, I would describe it as audible art. Because my upcoming album is basically, I like to think of it as a museum of sound. Every song kind of paints a scene in your head, very theatrical, very edgy and moody and honest and raw. So I just kind of like to paint the canvas of music.
You know, I was thinking, I don't know if anybody's mentioned this to you, but this reminded me a little bit of Blondie, the Blondie song, Call Me, except it's slower, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, definitely very hard percussion beat, and I can see that.
Yeah, if you slowed that song down to the same pace as yours, I think people would see it. So, who's your role model?
My role model? Basically, the dreamer, I guess, the people that are visionary, any person that's a visionary. I really like, I really look up to every artist that I grew up listening to. I grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen, James Taylor, Judy Garland, all those people. So I can't really pinpoint one musical role model.
Uh-huh.
But every artist and every person that I contact every day, I see as an opportunity to kind of learn from and get inspired from. So I just appreciate and look up to dreamers and visionaries and people that kind of are underdogs. America loves an underdog, and I guess I do too. So I would have to say that, yeah.
Well, see, I play the drums, and when I started started playing, one of the things me and my parents and my drum teacher decided that I should do is learn all genres to be able to play all types of music.
Exactly.
And so to hear somebody your age say that you grew up listening to Judy Garland, that was pretty interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. I grew up on some, and I have my parents to thank for that. So if they're listening, thanks, Mom and Dad. But yeah, I grew up listening to some all very eclectic types of music, and it really broadened my horizons as far as music goes.
Right, people were surprised that this little young rock drummer could do the bossa nova or could play a swing like, you know, Jimmy Dorsey or something.
Yeah.
Canadian Sunset, Moonlight Serenade, those kinds of things.
Well, hey, you know, you got to impress people. You got to shock them, and that's what I'm all about, too, just shocking people and really making them feel anything, any sort of way. So I like to do that. I like people to confront their emotions.
Hey, if people go to dentallyspeaking.com and see your photograph, they're going to also see there's a tattoo on your one finger there on your left hand, and it's relatively prominent.
Yeah.
and it's the symbol of a woman. And I'm curious, can you tell me about the tattoo?
Yeah, I actually have several, but that one is probably my most favorite. It, to me, just symbolizes strength, and I think it goes back to what I was just saying about visionaries and things like that. And I'm a very strong woman, and I think, you know, I got that just to remind myself of that. And I think every time I look at that tattoo, it just reminds me of all the women specifically, but also men that have persevered and are hopeful and strong. And it's definitely, it's the smallest tattoo I have, but it has the biggest meaning. And it's
well, your finger's only so large. They couldn't.
No, that's true. Yes.
I guess you could have put it on the back of your hand or on your cheek, but it's probably just as well where it is.
Yeah. I think I'll stay away from my face just for a little bit.
Yeah. No, I would probably recommend that as well. So, where do you see yourself in 1 year?
1 year. 1 year, well, actually, okay, 1 month from today. I go by days, but my album will be out in September 30th, and right now I'm doing kind of a radio tour, and I have a lot. I'm doing a music video next weekend, and I'm just have a lot of really exciting things lined up, so I can't really predict where I would go but in a year because so much happens, but I'm definitely working hard on the album, and we've already started throwing ideas around for the second album. So, I mean, the sky's the limit, really.
Mm-hmm.
I see myself, you know, 1 to 5 years, you know, conquering the music world. So that's what I have in mind.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, what about five? So in within 5 years, you want to conquer the musical world?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. And by the way, the sky's not the limit to astronauts.
Because you just say like you say these things in such a monotone, and I don't know, like it catches me off guard. I'm like, is that a joke or
no.
is that real? Because that
no,
made me
real.
Think. That actually made me think.
Yeah. No, it's real.
Thanks for that. That's
just
that's
like,
gonna you know resonate in my mind all day. So.
There is no limit, is the point. To do whatever we put our minds to, whatever
absolutely.
We want.
Yeah, and absolutely.
The only one holding us back is ourselves.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Exactly. So, tell me the name of the album.
It's Untitled.
Oh.
Right now.
Don't have another lot of other people use that though.
Oh, it's not called Untitled.
I'm just kidding. That time I was kidding.
Yeah. It's Untitled, but but trust me, it's gonna be pretty amazing. I'm very, very, very excited for everybody to hear it and for people to really see the side of me that not many people have seen.
Well, tell me the name of one of the songs that you wrote that we can be on the lookout for. And by the way, when it comes out, can you send me a link to it and I'll put it on the website?
Definitely.
The video I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah. The next single is going to be called Raise Hell.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the songs that I've written is called Dragon.
Okay.
We got another song called Earthquake. We've got another song called Run. So, it's all over the spectrum.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
That sounds neat. You don't have one named Twister or Hurricane, do you?
No.
All right.
I can write one, though, if you'd like.
Okay, hey, as long as it has a smile in it so I can play it.
Okay.
All right, so hey, Keke, what I want to do is I want to end off a little early so we have time to play more of your song here towards
great.
The end. Let me just mention to folks that we have our Dentists from the Heart event on September 12th coming up. And again, we need more dentists, dental assistants, dental hygienists. Next week, we will have in the studio live with us David Nivens, author of the new book, It's Not About the Shark, scheduled to be released this November. Tune in and find out how his book will help you through your next dental appointment. It's going to be a great show. Keke, thank you so much. I want to formally, be able to say goodbye and not be ending with me talking about other things. So thank you for being on the show.
No, thank you so much, Dr. Kaviko. I really appreciate it. And hi, Columbus. I miss you guys. Everybody.
Sounds cool. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
With you, there's never an escaping story.
is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.